KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden will lay a wreath this morning and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as part of Memorial Day commemorations. The end of the holiday weekend also means the end to a very busy start for the summer travel season. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has details.
Tens of millions are traveling by car, and there's a bit of good news there, too, with gas prices. The national average hovering at around $3.59 a gallon, the South seeing some of the lowest prices.
There are more than 180,000 power outages across Kentucky, where a state of emergency was declared after severe weather. Major storms are blamed for at least 18 deaths across four states, including seven in Texas. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says 45 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. Israel says it killed two Hamas leaders. And officials in Papua New Guinea say more than 2,000 people were buried in Friday's mudslide. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is in Rock County to survey severe weather damage from Sunday. The damage is to large trees, which could have been done by tornadoes. The Weather Service investigation will focus on Janesville and Milton. Tornadoes may have also touched down in Whitewater and Fort Atkinson Sunday. A lot of people are on their way home from the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel since the pandemic. 3.5 million Americans flew somewhere.
Last year, the cancellation rate was at a 10-year low. This year, so far, it's actually even better than last year, but we want to make sure that it stays that way. We're pressing the airlines to do their part.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. This is Civic Media News.
Climate watchers predict this summer's temperatures may set records, which could aggravate some medical conditions. Terry D. reports.
Neurologist Dr. Ann Jones says when the body feels extreme heat and sweat evaporates, hypercoagulation or blood thickening occurs. This increases the chance for blood clots. Winter weather can also produce an instinctive response.
The cold makes us kind of react with our fight or flight kind of drive, and it makes our blood vessels close down or vasoconstrict. And that can raise blood pressure up, and that can predispose you to stroke.
The study indicates more research could identify the impact of temperature change on stroke as a way to address health inequalities, including the burning of fossil fuels, deforestation, and industrial processes. This is Terry D.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports on this Memorial Day. The Brewers opening a four-game home series against the Chicago Cubs. Craig Counsell's first time back to AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if he's ready to face their rival.
Who do we play?
The Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Team down the road. Yeah. I mean, I hope we just keep playing like we're playing, you know, play with that edge and that, with that freedom. You know, that's my big thing is to play with freedom. So in order to play with freedom, you got to be super prepared and, you know, undaunted, if you will, you know, undaunted by whatever happens, whatever game results, and just continue to respond and continue to respond to whatever happens in the game. You get up five, down five, you just keep playing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. We'll have a recap later today from AmFam Field. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm or two, especially this afternoon. Our high 68 with wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, showers 53. Tomorrow, showers, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor on this Memorial Day, again remembering the men and women who gave their lives for our country, but also celebrating the music from the Live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series. And we're featuring this go-around, a brother duo called Take Two Acoustic. Check this out. We got more on the way.
You could do a little ZZ Top tribute, couldn't you?
When we were let, we've gotten that before. We hear that ZZ Top. People ask them if they're Take Two.
Oh, I believe that's
just wild. But no, we're brothers. We've been playing for a while. You know, since we've been young, doing. It started with high school talent shows.
Middle school talent shows.
Yeah, middle school talent shows. I mean, not high school.
And you survived.
And we survived. And wow. We've just been doing it ever since, kind of. Took a hiatus for a couple of years because of work.
Because we got real jobs.
Because we got real jobs, yeah. But unfortunately, you can't get rid of the itch to play music. So
that's fantastic. I know when you get out of high school and you get to adult life, there's a transition that goes on, you know, trying to figure out, get your feet on the ground, you know, moving on with that. But you navigated or gravitated back to playing guitars and playing together again.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's awesome. That's beautiful. So I couldn't do that with my brothers, for example. There's just no way. We're way too different. But you guys, on the other hand, I mean, right down to the beards. Look at you guys.
Yeah, our parents always kept us pretty close. They didn't let me pick on him too much.
Well, I can see why.
Yeah.
I mean, you both could handle yourselves, believe me. You know, you clean up in my household, I tell you what.
Yeah. Hey, remember we were talking about how Jim said the Dalai Lama had the softest hands?
I was
shake hands with these two guys?
Yeah.
These are workman hands.
Yeah, they must work out. Yeah.
Yeah, I play guitar a lot.
that's part of it, too. It's part of the... I guess when you play guitar, it's, what do you call it, the occupational hazard, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's roadmaps on these things.
Yeah, I believe it.
Topographical map of Wisconsin.
Yeah. None of my roads go anywhere. Why is that? What's wrong with my roads?
Because you're a local musician.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of weird.
That hurts.
That almost made me pass out. That was heavy, man. Yeah. Well played.
They'd be the first ones to say it when you're a local musician, eh?
Well,
you know, one of the things I love about guys like this, like what you guys said, is, and we talked with Dennis about this and other guys, the local, and we really want to feature local artists. Like what you said, I could picture guys doing middle school talent shows because that shows what you love, and you are still doing it right now with full grown beards. You're still doing what you love your entire life. Yeah. I salute anybody that can do that.
Amen to that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That makes me think too. Like, what was it that got you started at the middle school level to do that? Was it a teacher that did that?
Well, I always tell the story because it's what happened was Colin really hated going to school, so he'd fake tummy aches every day.
This was in elementary, though. This is when I was in third grade. So.
Yeah, and he faked tummy aches every day.
So. I had senior slide in the third grade. I know what you mean.
So my mom was like, well, if you hate going to school that bad, we're going to homeschool you. We'll try homeschooling you. And so he had to learn an instrument. Colin, the younger brother, had to learn an instrument.
Okay.
And he wanted to learn piano or guitar. And at the time, being a young kid, you know, I have my judgments about things and... you know, and biases. And I said, well, I don't want you to turn into a little weirdo. So I don't want you to be a nerd on the piano. You should learn guitar, you know? And so then he actually just gravitated towards the guitar. But then every time he went to a guitar lesson, I had to go with, cause I wasn't old enough to stay home, and I'd get jealous that he was playing guitar. Cause I thought it was cool. So every time he set the guitar down, I had to pick it up, and so
there's the glue between the two right there. There's the glue.
That is an but awesome Caleb, story.
But Caleb just started singing, like, and then
I sang because I had to. We were gonna play I think my fifth grade talent show, so he was in third grade, so we decided to play Patience by Guns N' Roses.
Oh, nice.
And someone had to sing it.
I got a quick story, not to deflect from you guys, but I did a fifth grade, I think I was in fifth or sixth grade, we did a talent show back in then.
I know, and that's when you told me that, and these guys kind of did the same. I love that's the way you guys got into the music, and you're still doing what you love.
Scary for me, though, the song we chose wasn't at a party, you know, could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin.
Fifth grade.
Oh, my God. We got laughed at and had no idea why. No. Moving right along. True Love story. I can't make that up.
Love it.
Yeah. So tell us about with the Take Two Acoustic, how that started, how long ago, and how often do you guys play, et cetera, et cetera?
That pretty much started, right around then. But we started,
You know, the name brand, Take Two Acoustic.
You know, to credit Russ Reiser a little bit, Russ Reiser from Vic Ferrari, a longtime friend of ours, we'd go watch his acoustic shows, and we've been kind of watching him on stage for a long time, and we started to think when we were young, like, well, we don't want to get jobs, let's make some money with guitars if we can. So we started, our parents helped us make the investment, thank God for them. And my dad said, if you guys will actually stick to it, I'll help you buy some equipment. And he bought a cap for his pickup truck so we could haul gear around and keep it dry. And every weekend, Friday nights after school and Saturday nights, they were carting us around to gigs. And mom was the secretary answering the phone.
They seriously haven't missed a show. Our parents have been the best, the number one. I mean, the best parents.
That's amazing.
But Take Two, we literally were just like, hey, we need a name because this... it was Rick Puffy. I forget the name of the bar.
It was a bar in Little Chute.
Yeah, he let us play a He let us play a 2-hour set there. And so my dad set up for the first time, and he ran our sound, and we played, and we're like, we need a name. So we just thought of the take sign,
a movie. Take one.
So we just pasted that and added Take Two to it, and we'll just be like, well, we'll take two or two guys.
Clever.
Love it. And sometimes we need a second take.
And we often need a second take, yeah. But there's zero great meaning behind that. So,
do we want to go to the song now? Great.
You want to do a song now and then maybe another one? So,
It's your show. It's your rules. Your game show. So I just
want us to do that.
So tell us about this. This is kind of neat. These fellas, they like fly by the seat of their pants. Tell us the story about this. They're going to play an acoustic song that they just wrote yesterday.
So
tell us about that.
Yeah. So me and Caleb, we were talking the other day.
Can I pause?
Yeah. Go
this
ahead.
Happens a lot. One of us will be having a crappy day at work, and we'll text the other guy and go, dude, we need to write a song because it could make us famous, and it might help us not be able to do this stupid job anymore.
There's your motivation.
We've been saying that for years.
Take this job, man.
It's this, the dream of
the every musician's dream, right?
But we suck at rating songs because we never finish them.
Because we're our own worst critic. It's like so heavy, We criticize ourselves. Like, I write lyrics or he writes a riff, and then we're like, oh man, that sucks. That's corny.
In the words of Dalai Lama, let it go, man.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, Frozen.
Hey,
I was way off.
Hey, Dennis.
What?
Ask them if he'll do us a special favor.
What?
What did you suggest earlier that would be a great song? I met the Dalai Lama. And at Lady Gaga.
I know there's song in there. We got to write a song together. It's got that rhythmic rhyme to it.
There's material there.
There's something there.
Yeah.
Your people get in touch with my people. We'll work this out.
There needs to be a refrain, though. Soft hands.
Warm
soft,
heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Soft maybe I'll, hands, warm heart.
Yes.
Maybe when I get a stand-up bit together, make special together, maybe I'll throw it in there.
Perfect.
tell us about your song, fellas.
So we're that day. I'm like, hey, tonight. When you get done with work, I'm done with work. Let's just hang out, have a couple beers, whatever, and let's just write a song. Because we record guitar riffs that we think are cool that we come up with all the time. So we're sitting in the living room, and I had this 12-string in my hand, the 12-string acoustic here, and I was just playing this one little riff, and I'm like, God, that sounds cool. And Caleb just out of nowhere just writes lyrics to it, and it's got like a universal meaning song.
A bit of a tough week, tough day, and I'm like, I got some lyrics that I think apply to a lot of people, and that's what I kind of had in mind.
But me and my girlfriend just got back from vacation at midnight last night, and we had only played this song once through before that. So I said, at 1-2 in the morning this morning, we were going through this song, and so yeah.
Well, whether it's a game show or a new song, this is a place to experiment. So you guys take it away.
Sometimes it's hard. We'll come back and restart someday. Always someday. We can always recharge. Sun will rise again up someday. Tell me someday. Where we've been going, I think we'll always find a way. I should trust myself when I say I am doing something. See then real. Something. Will we get where we've been going? I think we'll always find a way. I should trust myself when I say I am doing something.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This Memorial Day, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW would like us all to reflect on the words of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them. This message made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a Monday morning edition and a special Monday morning edition of Mino and the Mayor on this Memorial Day. It's live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series. It's Todd and Amanda, and we're taking you through some of the great artists that we've featured on this very program Friday mornings at 8:30.
Yes, and if you are not involved, you should be, because Fridays are our best. So much music.
The musicians are the best.
The last half hour is the best.
Yeah, with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. He is the one who really books a lot of these guests.
He is.
And he knows them well enough to know a little bit about their backstory. These guys, Take Two Acoustic, you know, brothers, right? Caleb and Colin.
They played at his wedding.
Did they? I missed that.
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me? I couldn't go to Dennis's wedding because I had to work.
I didn't want to rub it in.
The rest of the crew went, and I didn't even know this.
Yeah, no, they were playing at his wedding, playing acoustic style. These two, I don't know what it is about a man who just plays an acoustic guitar.
And they had the backward hats and the beards and the sunglasses. They were way cooler than the rest of us. Caleb and Colin, Take Two Acoustic. More right now from live at the City Deck Landing Studios music series from Mino and the Mayor on WGBW and WISS.
Hey, you know what I love about this segment, though, Dennis, is that we could spot like local music. There's so much talent in this area that doesn't really have a forum. And this is one of the things we're trying to do is get the names of people out there just for people to understand when they see this name someplace, they might say, hey, I heard them perform live on Dennis's segment on the Mino and Mayor show. So that's what we're trying to do, is just really help promote local musicians.
So very cool. We haven't got to do anything on the radio yet, so this is super cool. So we appreciate you guys a ton. And like Caleb was, you know, getting at there, it's extra cool that Dennis invited us, because we've been watching him for years. It's a full circle thing. So
restraining orders on the way, boys.
Super cool to be sitting next to me.
Likewise, man. There's nobody more deserving, I think, than you guys to be out here to get the word out about how talented and how wonderful you guys are. First is people, you know, and secondarily is tremendous musicians and what have you. If you guys could talk briefly about Avenue 55, the members of the band. I know the fellas, but
let's
let the people here in from Berlin to everywhere to Belgium. Let us know who are the fellas in the band.
So Billy Schomer is our lead singer, front man, does a great job. And then our good friend John Kettleson is on bass, and they started in a band as kids called First Degree out of Kakana.
I remember.
And they were a pretty hot item. So and they actually recorded some songs as First Degree as well.
I just want to add in there. Yeah. Because we were at
some cool songs.
Yeah, because we had a fire the other night with them, and I forgot that they had written a couple cool songs, and they're really cool.
You said fire.
We had a campfire. We had a cookout on the campfire.
You thought we had a dial 911 or something.
Call Midwest Restoration.
No, we burned some Christmas trees. But anyway.
You're saying it's so clever and cool, I'm thinking, these guys are cool under pressure. Yeah. Yeah. They're cool under fire.
Then we used to, me and Colin here, used to jam with a drummer and a bass player back when we were in high school. And we called it Third Floor because we practiced at our drummer's parents' house, which is a really old kind of historic house in Appleton. And so we practiced up in the attic on the third floor. And so he's our drummer, and so we kind of reformed Avenue 55. A couple members left, and so they ended up messaging Colin and they ended up with two guitar players and a new drummer.
real quick, I just want to mention, because it needs to be mentioned while we're talking about them. Me and Caleb, we're brothers, so we talk about stuff. This goes for both of us. We couldn't be in a band with better guys and more talented musicians. We love, like, we get along like brothers.
Yeah.
Billy's just a cool guy. He's so fun to be on stage with. High energy, like yourself, Dennis.
John is like a relaxed dude.
John's like the guy you rely on. You know, you
rely on. That's a bass player for you, right?
Yeah. John's awesome, just a solid musician. And then Jordan's just a killer drummer.
All right, real quick, how do we get a hold of you guys to get you booked?
Facebook is the main point. You just message our page, Avenue 55 on Facebook. It's just Avenue 55. You'll see it.
And then Take Two is just Take Two Acoustic. It's the number two, Take Two Acoustic, and that's where we do all our booking.
We got to have these guys in studio again real soon, real quick.
We would love that.
You guys sound fantastic. Actually, even if you guys just want to do radio, your voices are phenomenal.
Yeah. How low can you go,
boys? It's going to be a totally different morning show come Monday. You and Jim are gone, okay?
I believe it. I would listen to this show right here.
So before we get out of here, we know it's... John, you're suffering a birthday this weekend.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day.
So what do you say we get through we celebrate you, my friend, and let's get to the weekend in style. What do you say? Let's just sing happy birthday to Mr. Mino. Ooh.
Let's do it in style.
Oh, right. Wow.
We've never done this before.
No, we have not.
No, this was not rehearsed.
You heard me sing happy birthday to you the other day.
Thank you,
right,
brother. I appreciate you.
Should I be let's hit the pitch pipe.
Me
and Dennis will fall into place. Go ahead. Yeah.
We'll fall into something.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Do I sound like that when I sing?
Just like that.
Just like that. That was awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Love you, John.
Love you. And I'll tell you what, I love this segment, Dennis, and I think it's so cool. And these guys kind of brought it up. And Dennis gets so uncomfortable when I say stuff like this. But when I talk about he's coming into our studio all the time, people are like, the Dennis?
Yeah.
From the glam band?
The Dennis.
Really? What's he like? What's he really like? You're big time around this area. You're truly big time. And for you to take your time getting up really early in the morning, driving 40 miles to get here, just so you can help other local artists, salute to you. Guys, we cannot thank you enough. You sound absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
We're going to promote you guys as much as we possibly can. Thank you for being a part of this.
Let's do this again real soon.
They had the backward hats. They had the sunglasses. They had the beards. They had the guitars. And Amanda was melting in the studio.
Don't tell Gavin. It's okay.
Let's get them on the line. See what you... Take Two Acoustic, of course, loved having them in on Live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series. Just one of the great duos, groups, bands who have come in and shared their gift with us.
And it's just so good, honestly, because, you know, Mina will say it time and time again that there's something different about being in person, up close, witnessing them play these instruments.
Absolutely. In fact, this next duo we've got coming up is a prime example of that, because you watch guitar players play. And if you're just a strummer, everybody can kind of strum a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
But when you use it like an actual artistic impression.
It's a part of your body.
Yes. And that's what we're going to get into next. We're going to feature Sunday and Mr. Gessel. That is on the way because this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor without the duo is still on the radio. And we're coming back. Stand by.
Pretending not to notice, she was caught up in the race. Out every evening. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican member of the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents says he plans to stay on even though his term has expired. Scott Walker appointed Bob Atwell in 2017. State Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that appointees can keep serving until the state Senate confirms their successors. The Biden administration is expanding health coverage to children of immigrants in the DACA program. DACA participants in the U.S. are 3 times more likely than the general population to be uninsured. Aline Yuriko Badillo Carrillo is in the DACA program.
Not just for me, but I think it's a communal benefit. If I have access to medical care, then I'll be able to be healthier, and then I'll be able to help others.
Badillo Carrillo says immigrants and their families work many jobs vital to the economy. This is Civic Media News.
Common eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia are showing up more often now in young people who play sports. Eric Tegedoff reports.
Common eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia nervosa are showing up more often in young people, especially those who play sports. Dr. Susanna Block is a pediatric hospitalist.
If the sports environment starts to focus too much on performance or weight, that can really lead to an unhealthy situation for these teen athletes. So our goal is to help our kids get the benefits from sports without putting too much stress to promote eating disorders.
She acknowledges that some sports focus heavily on weight, such as boxing and wrestling, where athletes are designated by weight category. Other, more aesthetic sports, like gymnastics and diving, also have a focus on weight. Block says the unfortunate irony is that eating disorders ultimately lead to poor athletic performance. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Morgan Spurlock, who lampooned the fast food industry with his documentary Supersize Me, has passed away. Yahoo Entertainment reports the Academy Award nominee died due to complications from cancer. Spurlock showed the effects that an all-fast food diet had on his body and mind. He was 53. Let's stick with gluttony. All great competitors should know when to step down. Such is the case with competitive eater Kobayashi, who claims in his career that he has eaten over 10,000 hot dogs. I actually thought that would be more. Kobayashi once consumed 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes, shattering the previous record of 25 1/8 hot dogs in the same amount of time. The athlete says after eating competitively, two words that should never be used together under any circumstances, for decades, he has no appetite. The moral of the story? If you cram as much food as you can into your pie hole for 2 decades, you'll eventually lose your appetite. And that's a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm or two, especially this afternoon. Our high 68 with wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, showers 53. Tomorrow, showers, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This Memorial Day, the staff at Joy Powell's Shore West Realtors invites you to join them in pausing to reflect on the sacrifices made by the American men and women in defense of our nation's liberty. Freedom isn't free, and now is the time to remember those who have paid the highest price there is. This message has been brought to you by Joy Powell's Shore West Realtors at 839 Lombardi Avenue in Green Bay. Call 920-593-4100 for your Realtor needs.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I was trying to do my best, Mino.
It wasn't loud enough.
I didn't distort. Mino and the Mayor off today on this Memorial Day, but Todd and Amanda taking you through some of the great music, just some of the great music that we featured on live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series on Mino and the Mayor.
And we are looking forward to many upon many more.
Absolutely. We're going to get into this one really quickly, and then we'll talk more about it. This is Sunday and Mr. Gessel. You're going to love this.
Boy, did they sound good warming up.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be so fun. I'm so excited. We've had some people on here, and Johnny and I were just saying, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Great.
So
thank you.
In the studio, we have today with us Sunday and Mr. Gessel, and we'll let them introduce themselves in a way that they feel, you know, is represents them best. Go give it. This is Kate, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Hi. Nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
You bet.
And you've been at this for a while?
We've been at this for a while. We've been doing, Sunday and Mr. Gessel for about 11 years.
Cool.
Touring full time. We ended up in Oshkosh in 2021 and we've put down roots.
How does that happen?
Do you know, a lot of people ask that because we moved from Seattle, Washington was our home base.
Okay.
But we had been touring the country and.
And then Oshkosh.
Yeah. Well, of course, Seattle, Oshkosh.
Sure. It's the great pipeline.
Wachovia Bank, all that. They went under. But
the hometown of Hornswoggle. That must be it.
Yes. That's it. You're right.
All right. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Oshkosh. And what a great city.
We awesome.
Obviously have a tower there. We have. Who's the guy that you were just with on? Driving around the convertible.
Oh, Pat.
Is he the best?
He is the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can we let your other half speak?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But I got to. Are you guys a couple or are you just
a couple of what? Right?
We are married.
She'll finish his sentences.
He
for
always
him.
Says, I do enough talking for the both of us. He's the shy one.
Well, at least say hello.
Hello.
We are simulcasting in Oshkosh at WISS, as a matter of fact. So your friends at home are probably listening in and just very, very proud to see and hear you. They can see you on the Facebooks, by the way, as they say.
Jim actually said right away when you were just warming up, holy cow.
Alexa
holy
on.
Cow.
These guys are good.
Alexa on. Yeah. Milton, are you listening?
He had to shut off his Alexa. He has his dog that listens.
John was teasing him, and he listens every day. He knows the show.
So I harassed his dog.
He doesn't like John. So John was teasing him today.
Smart
one
dog.
Time, John gave him such trauma.
This is a true story.
This is a true story. Yeah. I came home, and he's a great dog. I mean, he's awesome.
It.
He's a Bernedoodle. Love him. He's a little bit spoiled. But he tore up a pillow off the sofa because of
and your glasses
and my glasses.
He'd never done anything like that before.
John was teasing him. He's making fun of him on the radio. I'm like, don't do that.
But he heard me saying, Milton,
you watch yourself.
I know.
But anyway, so he started to tease him today, and I said, Alexa, off. So it went off, so he doesn't have to listen to it. That's why Dennis.
Dennis just turned it back on so he could hear you.
Oh my gosh!
Just in time.
All right,
Milton's in for a treat today.
So you can say something.
What would you like me to say?
Well, you've been with your wife longer than 11 years, but you've been performing for 11 years?
As Sunday and Mr. Gessel, we've been performing for 11 years, full-time.
That's awesome. For a while,
there are about 250 shows a year.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot.
So full-time that for 3 years, in 2018, we decided to get rid of our apartment in Seattle and buy a motorhome. And we lived for 3 years full-time in a motorhome and just toured where it was 70s and sunny for 3 years.
Like, that wrote a song
my
about
dream.
It.
Yeah.
Did you write a song about that?
Oh, yeah. We're going to play it for you guys.
Oh,
that's
really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
What a great story. And then you incorporate that into music, share it with everybody.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here. This is going to be exciting.
Thank
but
you.
I got to ask, Dennis asked kind of a Seattle to Oshkosh. I mean, we had one of the other guys here a few weeks ago. He was based in Seattle. I mean, obviously the hub of the music industry. What brought you to, do you have relatives, family here in Missouri?
I grew up in Maribel.
Oh, there you
really?
Go.
Yeah. Sure enough. Went to school in Denmark. And then I moved to Seattle. I went to college in Eau Claire in the 90s and moved to Seattle in 2001. Was there for 20 years.
Those cities are very similar.
Yeah.
Says
very.
No one ever.
And then when we started touring in 2014, I reached out to Chris Larson. I went to college with him in Eau Claire. And I'm like, I hear you have music. Do you want to have it. Kate and I? And he's like, yeah, come and play.
Yeah.
This is a small world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we met Mike Underwood, great drummer in town, and he'd always play with us when we came through.
Can't confirm. And, Mike Underwood is swell, man.
He's like our favorite drummer. So we're like, we didn't want to go back to Seattle end of 2020 because we were just still touring around. You know, we're still in our motorhome. We're like, we don't want to go back to Seattle. We're like, Oshkosh is cool.
It is cool.
So I, texted Chris and said, hey, do you know of any apartments we could live in? He's like, come move in my place. I got an opening. Awesome. So
musicians are so supportive of other musicians, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Especially in this area. Yeah. We're just, like, blown away by the community here.
Just small
do you know one thing you
spirits,
can find you know? In Maribel that I guarantee you can't find in Seattle?
Tell me.
Caves.
The Cenex gas station or Conex gas station, whatever it is, they sell pig ears.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. You know the one I made there right by the granary?
Oh, yeah. I made trails back behind the granary where I'd jump my bikes. That was my playground back there.
Love it.
That's his other career if this doesn't work out.
Do they have pickled eggs and everything back there, too, then? If you have eight ears, you probably have pickled eggs with it, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, we'd go to Burgie's right across the street from the granary every Saturday after the dump, and they had pickled eggs. Yep.
Yeah,
after the dump.
After the dump. We run to the dump. You know, you dump your dump down, and then they burn.
Did you ever go to the dump when you were a kid and shoot rats?
No.
Did you ever go out to the dump at night to watch the bears come out and forage?
No.
Okay. All right. Good.
Well, I just want to say, Maribel.
I thought I had an ally here. No. That's how I grew up in the UP.
Milton, how you doing? Milton, are you okay?
It's a little different in the UP than it is down here.
Alexa, stay on. It gets better.
We used to go to Maribel Caves County Park all the time when we were kids. That was the best. It's still there, right? Still?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I hung out there a ton.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, run around. A friend of mine and I, we got ninja suits in middle school. Right. We dress up like ninjas and run around back there.
That's the best.
And you still married him?
Barely.
Not his friend.
She loves ninjas.
So you're saying there's a chance. So you've produced a lot of records as well. I mean, several and some EPs. And what was that experience like? And from that, what are your future plans in that regard?
Yeah.
Thank you for asking, Dennis.
Thank you for letting me.
So we have put out 7 albums under our name, Sunday Mr. Gessle, in the last 10 years.
That's a lot of busy work.
It's a lot. But we love it so much. And we have so much music we want to share. And throughout the years, in 2020, Jason developed this new music project called Relaxatone, which is all about frequency-based healing kind of music.
Nice.
And that music really, really took off during 2020. And so he was able to start his own record label, Sungs Records.
What?
And we have been producing albums, and we found a studio in Oshkosh. So we are kind of like full time in it with our record label now. So
that's
really
phenomenal.
Cool.
That is. And that healing music, different tones for different parts of the body to help it.
Different tones for different bones, I always say.
we know a little bit about that.
Well, we got a flutist. Would he be considered a flutist?
Flautist?
Ace champion.
But it's
know Ace.
It's all wood.
We love Ace.
He's awesome.
So he came in here, and Johnny was sick. One time he was in, but he was listening, so we kind of played the F sharp and got rid of his stomach ache.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
B flat. That's something, but I don't know.
You guys are extremely busy. I mean, this is incredible.
We're extremely busy. Yes, we're also 6 months pregnant. So
I see that. Congratulations.
Fellas, she said we because that's true.
It is.
That's true. Yeah. It's a group event.
Because that's why you asked earlier if they're, because you never know the girls in the band, if you know what I mean, and the guys in the band. Traveling around the country.
It's fair to ask those questions.
Yeah. I just watched the big documentary on what's his name? Not Dolly Parton.
Bon Jovi?
No. He stopped loving her today.
George Jones.
George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Oh, boy. That's a story.
Have you seen that?
No, not yet.
Oh, wow.
Is this your first?
This is our first.
All right, well,
congratulations.
Right. Happy Mother's Day next year, but it's come Sunday.
What's the due date, by the way?
August 6th.
August 6th, coming right up?
Coming right up.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have 30 shows before.
Oh, no problem.
Hey, a little bit. I was thinking, where do I know him from? Take off the glasses. A little bit Breaking Bad. A little bit Breaking Bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
God,
you see it?
I can see it.
That Walter. You mind if we call you Walter?
Wow. Well, we have to get a Pontiac Azteca now, right?
Oh.
You got the RV.
John, you got the
RV. We don't use it for that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Let's cook.
Todd, go ahead.
No, let's play.
Let's get him playing there, Dennis.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
Fantastic.
While we're getting you all set up, if you could explain what is that guitar, that amplifier that you're going to be playing out of today? This is awesome looking.
Okay,
Okay, I have all my amps made by George K. He goes retrofire.com is his website, and they're hand-wired, handmade, solid-state amps real spring reverb. So they don't weigh very much because they're not tube amps.
Yeah.
He was based out of outside of Seattle for a while, but they just moved out north of Duluth, so he's a lot closer.
Well, you guys are moving to the Midwest.
So he handmade this amp for us. It's a one-of-a-kind, and it has a vocal mic input that's tuned specifically for Kate's voice, and then a guitar input. So when we have
it's personalized almost.
Yeah, and I call it the black tie because it's for, you know, those fancy gigs you get where they're like, okay, don't be too loud. You're just musical wallpaper. We bring this one.
Musical wallpaper. Wrote a song about it.
Let's do
it.
By the way, where do you end up north of Duluth? I live north of Duluth. There isn't a lot.
True, I forget what small.
Iron Country.
That's the Mesabi Range.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not to be confused with Wasabi.
But Bob Dylan's from up there.
That's true. So for those who are watching on Facebook Live, you are in for a treat today. Just taking a look at that amplifier alone is just, it just strikes back, you know, classic days.
Old school.
You know, really.
Love it.
And this music is going to take you there. I can guarantee you that.
Outstanding.
So what's the name of the song you're going to play for us today, kids? And I mean that, all three of you. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Love it. What is that instrument?
Right.
I've never seen that before.
Okay, let me tell you about it.
Okay, hang on.
Back over here.
All right.
Okay, so this is a melodica, and it's basically if a harmonica and an accordion had a baby. So it's like it's got the reed system inside and doesn't make sound unless you're blowing air through it. Luckily, I'm full of hot air. So.
Have you ever seen one of those?
No, I haven't. I have never seen that.
Dennis, have you ever?
Oh, absolutely. You bet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what a great sound that has.
Has that been around a long time? I know a little bit about music, but I've never seen that.
Yeah, they're not, you know, too common, but they've been around since the 50s. Honer got the patent on it back then. And I'm an official Honer artist, and I actually wrote a book about how to play melodica for Hal Leonard. So you can learn how to play it.
What don't you guys do?
Okay, it's okay.
Are you staying? Can we just do this all day?
I know. It's like, oh my gosh.
Sunday and Mr. Gessel. We've got more of this duo, and we've got an interesting story about how we caught up with them, too.
And there's a story about their amp. They're one-of-a-kind, custom-made amp specifically for Sunday's voice.
That's true. So stand by. More of Mino and the Mayor on this special Memorial Day edition of the show coming up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Back with the special edition of Mino and the Mayor, live from the City Deck Landing Studios music series, and it's Sunday and Mr. Gessel. Chris Larson from Beckett's and Oshkosh gave me their information, said you got to have them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't reached out. And then I met up with Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh, and who's there with him but Sunday and Mr. Gessel.
Because she was in that video with him.
Because she's in that video with
him.
In that car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we got these guys on. It's absolutely incredible. Check it out right now on Mino and the Mayor.
So when you're playing, how often are you feeling kicks? Is the baby grooving with you?
She is. You know, it's
oh, it's a she.
It's a she.
Oh,
yes. Congrats. She's coming August 6th. But the first time I felt her move, I was performing with the Water City Jazz Orchestra. And I was like about to go up and do my melodica feature. And I'm feeling her move for the first time. Oh. So I'm just crying. And I'm like, oh, my gosh,
That's cool. This is happening.
So she loves jazz, which is great. Oh, I like that.
Good. You'd have to disown her otherwise. Right.
Good question, Amanda.
Jazz has tremendous healing frequencies, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not even kidding.
And one last quick thing before I turn her out all the way over to Dennis. You also have a new shop in Oshkosh?
We do. We actually, right next door to the Sun Goose Record Studio, we have a kind of a variety boutique that I opened up called Can Can. And it's a really cute shop. It's got lots of different things. Some vintage stuff, you know, like I'm into vintage.
I love stores like that.
I'm in. Tell us about the location and what kind of hours, et cetera,
et cetera. So we're at 584 North Main Street. So Parkway and Main Street, downtown Oshkosh. We're open 11 to 7 Wednesday through Saturday, and Sunday has kind of a variable hours. We're closed this Sunday. I'm celebrating for my Mother's Day.
With good reason.
Yep.
But you can learn more at cancanoshkosh.com.
Beautiful.
Okay. That is awesome. Cool. So what's next musically for you, for the two of, I should say the three of you.
Yeah.
Well, we actually just were in the studio last Tuesday recording a new album with our larger group that we call Kate Voss and the Hot Sauce.
Uh-huh.
So, and we're really excited. We have a lot of shows this summer. We're going to be touring over the next year all over the country with the Hot Sauce. And I'm really excited because we get to open for Voices of Rock at Leech Amphitheater on July 18th.
Right,
it's my 41st birthday.
Wow.
And I will be 8 and a half months pregnant.
Like, oh, man.
So we're excited for that show. It's going to be fun.
The first one can come a little early, so I hope you're...
Well, yes. Everybody is aware of my situation.
Yes. I think that'd be great, though, especially on your birthday, right?
Right.
To do
I know.
That show.
We had his mom on today, 92. And she had 11 kids, so.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was fun. You got a lot to look forward to. Where else are you playing? I mean, in Green Bay, you're playing?
We don't have a lot in
we'll work
Green
on that.
Bay.
Okay.
But, yeah, please. We would, you know, we're actually playing Titletown Brewing Company.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Probably July. You can learn more.
I didn't see that on your
website. Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be our only one.
The website again? Is that
Our website for our schedule is funandfancymusic.com. We're playing tonight in Nina, Z54 Wine Bar, and playing a Ziegler Winery this Sunday for Mother's Day.
Are you playing his reception tomorrow?
What reception? Are you getting married?
He just did.
Yeah.
You just did. Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nobody told me.
me.
Thank you. Well, aww. It happened kind
she
of
wants
fast.
To keep it kind of, she wants to keep it kind of quiet.
Yeah, she's as quiet as possible.
Who would blame the gal? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we got
to. Todd wants you to play more music.
Yes.
Okay. Play. Which one are we going to do, babe?
The next one, as they always say,
the next
right?
one? All right, this song is actually, it's hilarious because you guys asked about, like, did you write about that time when you were living in your motorhome?
Uh-huh.
This is the song that we wrote while we were living together in a motorhome. It's called Might As Well, Because Love Is Hell.
Wow.
That is good.
But you seem to have recovered, considering you're...
Yes, you seem pretty happy.
Since you're rated PG and all of those things, as they say in the, you know, in the business.
At least for one day.
Right. Yeah.
And again, it's funandfancymusic.com. We can get your schedule and see where you guys are all performing.
If you haven't heard them, you're going to love this.
Yep.
I hear train wrecks when I think of you. You're so bad for me, you might be poison. Someone I knew said your heart could be construed as nothing less than treacherous. But your eloquence and mischievous charm keep me away.
Cocktail in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Dark bar. Do I hear Norah Jones? A little bit, huh?
Yeah.
I hear Mary Ford and Les Paul in that, too.
Yes,
you know,
that was
very
great.
Much so.
And a little bit of the Frank Sinatra song, The Girl from Ipanema. Do you know that song?
Ipanema?
You're close. Or Girl from Ipanema, yeah.
Yes.
We try to quote a bunch of a Brazilian jazz.
That's right. That's exactly what it sounded like. Mm-hmm. That was phenomenal.
So, do you have a dog? Is that true?
We do have a dog. Her name is Jackie Osassis.
That's been said to me before. If it wasn't for the dog, I'd be gone. So yeah, that's a good line.
That was so good. I would
great.
Love to hear
it's
you guys
nice
perform.
To have those stories.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah, and both of the songs that we did are on our record Fun and Fancy. So
that's gonna kind of wrap it up for us. Sunday and Mr. Gessel.
Yeah.
Todd and Amanda relinquishing the airwaves now.
Yeah.
Mino and the mayor back tomorrow morning.
I guess we have to give it back.
Do we though?
I mean, it's your call.
My station.
Is he the one in charge?
Check it out tomorrow morning. Mino and the mayor, they kick things back off at 6 a.m. Thank you.
Happy Memorial Day.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.